With more and more of us having to self-isolate, it's probably not a bad thing if you are a streaming service like Netflix or Amazon or just a TV provider streaming your content, making it accessible on demand. But there's the key word, accessible. How much is accessible when we're looking at perhaps taking in more TV programs, more movies, and particularly I'm looking at audio description for blind and partially sighted people. RNIB have been working extremely hard for a very long time to make sure that broadcasters and content providers are aware of audio description. It's crucial for blind or partially sighted viewers to really immerse themselves in the programs or the movies. Now, we often talk about Netflix and Amazon or iPlayer, but let's delve back into that once again because there have been some problems, but we are going to talk about the good points as well. And I have with me Sonali Rai from RNIB. Now, first of all, Sonali, we are, I suppose, in the global scheme of things in the UK, we are pretty good and really ahead of the game, would you say, in terms of audio description at the cinema or on TV?
I'd completely agree with that, Alan. I think we've done really well, and the credit goes to our broadcasters. Having provided audio description for so many years, they understand the value of description for people who rely on it to watch films and televisions. And it's not just the linear broadcasters, the traditional broadcasters like the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, who are doing tremendously well. You've also got to appreciate the effort that's being put in by the film distributors. So we've had films in cinemas with audio description for so many years. I think Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone back in 2001 was the first film to be screened with audio description in cinemas. And the credit for that goes to RNIB working with the industry. And after that, we've had most films with description releasing in cinemas. And it's not just broadcasters or film distributors. Then you've got to look at theatre companies. So the National Theatre, the RSC, Hampstead Theatre, and so many other theatres across the country that deliver audio description. Obviously, not as much as the broadcasters do or the film distributors do. And if you're looking at the new age media providers, so look at Apple Plus or Netflix or Amazon Video, I think they're doing really well. There's a lot of effort being put into making sure that their services are accessible for people with sight loss. But I think there needs to be more consistency in terms of the delivery of access services. So, for example, I'll highlight one issue that we're having right now. We're receiving a number of complaints about the season 5 of Better Call Saul, which does not have audio description. And what's disappointed so many people is the first 4 seasons of the series were audio described, and you're waiting for the fifth season. The fifth season comes, but it has no audio description. And what's even more frustrating is that it's Netflix, which is seen as the go-to service for people who use access services.
Absolutely, Sonali. I mean, we have Apple Plus, which is committed to make all their content, but they're the kind of new kids on the block, if you like. And yeah, you have Netflix, which I use for the audio described content, which has been fantastic. You know, there's loads of content on there with AD. And yeah, I saw Better Call Saul when it came out, and I thought, great, here we go, the new series. And it wasn't audio described, and that was extremely disappointing for me because I felt, well, you know, it's a Netflix original, and they did commit to make them all audio described. So I complained on social media, but I didn't hear a thing back.
We would strongly recommend using the official complaints channels. I mean, generally, so it gets logged in the central system that companies use for monitoring what are the viewers saying, what sort of complaints are coming in. But particularly right now, as there is tremendous activity on social media, there's always a chance that things might get missed or your complaint doesn't reach the team that works on accessibility. Now, we have added this information on how to reach broadcasters and video on demand providers on our website. If you Google RNIB audio description complaints, it should take you straight through to the right page.
And people will find all the info there on how to make those complaints because there are a few different ways of doing that. What I would like to highlight, though, Sonali, is a provider who in the past perhaps hasn't been good with the audio described content or the ability to find that content is Amazon, the Prime Video. But I've noticed they seem to really have begun to put out more AD content.
That's really, really good to hear, especially from someone who uses audio description. I know Amazon has been putting in a lot of effort into making sure that the service is more accessible. And it's not just the content, but the fact that their player is now more accessible for people who use screen readers and use voice to interact with their player. But I think what we need more is feedback from end users. So you've just given me some feedback, which is great, which I can relay back to Amazon. But I think the more feedback that they get, the better it will be for them, because they need to know what's working and what isn't working. Is it films? So for example, last week when we got a lot of complaints about early access, so now that cinemas have been shut down, distributors are actually releasing their films online. Now, most of these films would have been described for theatrical releases. Now, for example, The Hunt, which is a fantastic film, described for the theater, but now that the theaters have shut down, they've gone straight to Amazon and a lot of other channels. But those films at the moment are not available with description. So every now and then this issue comes up. You know, okay, this is a new service. This is a new service that we've launched on our platform. And then you realize that the new service is not supported with access features. So it goes back to the same argument of consistency. Think of accessibility when you're designing a service and not later. We won't fix it later because nothing gets fixed later. It has to be when you're designing a service, it's at that point that you need to consider accessibility.
Especially now when we're in lockdown in our home and looking for that content, and that includes visually impaired users as well. And you know, you kind of think, well, if it's available at the cinema, then why can't that whole thing with the AD track just be transferred to the guys who are streaming it as well? Why is that so difficult? I'm assuming they may say, oh, this is to do with licensing restrictions and things like that, but it still baffles me a bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand, because if you have the rights and the licenses for a film, for the original asset, then surely the access tracks can't be a barrier.
It's certainly something we will continue to look at, Sonali. But just to remind people again, if they have problems with some of the providers not having audio described content, or perhaps they're just finding it even difficult to find the AD content on the websites or the apps themselves, what was your recommendation then? What should they do?
Okay, so if someone has a complaint about audio description, Google RNIB audio description complaints. It takes you to the page that has a list of how to log complaints with different service providers, different broadcasters. Now, it would help us if we were informed as well. We could email us on audiodescription@rnib.org.uk. This is only so that if there's a trend developing, you know, maybe something is wrong with a particular service or with a provider, we can reach out to them. But ideally, complaining to RNIB should be done in addition to logging the complaint with the service provider.
Some great advice there, Sonali. I will certainly be doing that a little bit later today, and let's hope everyone else does as well. If you have a problem, that's exactly what to do. And the more people that do complain, the better. For the moment, though, to Sonali Rai from RNIB, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan, and stay healthy.